everyone. Welcome to another episode of Strong in the Saddle. I'm your host, Katrina. And today we are talking about what it means to be properly fueling as an equestrian, because I can almost guarantee that a large chunk of you who are listening are not fueling properly, and as a result, you are not getting the fullest extent of the results that you could be when you're riding your horse. And I just want to kind of illustrate this with an example from myself. So back in the day, I got to a point where, and like this was all like a gradual decline, so I'll just kind of describe the decline. So riding my horse 6 days a week consistently throughout most of the year, weather pending, and riding for at least 30 minutes a day, I believe, probably closer to 45 minutes every single day, like 6 days a week. And it started getting to a point where, well, at first I just wasn't maybe riding quite as energetically, or it was just really, really hard to keep up the same energy that I had in the past. And then it got to a point where I started like cutting my rides shorter and shorter because I was just running out of steam partway through my rides. It eventually got to a point where I just, the thought of catching my horse, saddling him up, and riding for 30 minutes plus felt like nearly impossible. So I opted to start just lunging my horse, and then I got to a point where that felt like too much, and so I just started hand walking my horse in the field. I was not riding my horse anymore because I was tired, I was weak, completely fatigued, just done. And for those of you who know my story, like, I did eventually get diagnosed with an eating disorder. I got diagnosed with anorexia, and there's a lot mishmashed into that diagnosis, but a large part of why I ended up there was because I was not fueling myself properly. I was not fueling myself in a way that was adequate for the level of my activity. I think the level of my activity would have been more than fine had I been fueling myself properly. And at the time, it was upsetting. Like, obviously, I wanted to be riding my horse. I wanted to be crushing my goals that I had with him. It was frustrating because I knew it was something I was doing wrong, but I just didn't know what to do. And looking back now, it makes me sad that I had to go through that. It also makes me think of what could have been had I not had to deal with that. But not much point in dwelling on that, so we move on. And I educate you guys about it because I do not want you in the same spot. And if you are in that spot now where you just feel like you're running on fumes, you have nothing left in the tank, hopefully you get some sort of useful information out of this episode, because to be honest, a lot of why I do what I do, what I post on the internet, is because I don't want people to get in the same boat that I was in back in the day, because it's not fun. It's terrible in so many ways. And if I can prevent someone from getting into that situation or help pull someone out of that situation, then that makes all my work here worthwhile. So a little bit heavy to start, but I will just, yeah. If you are suffering with an eating disorder, please reach out for help. Please reach out for help. So not properly fueling as an equestrian, as someone who works and rides horses, it means that you're not providing your body with the necessary nutrients and energy that it requires to perform optimally when you're riding or when you're doing whatever other ranchy barn activities that you have on the go, as well as working out and that sort of a thing too. Properly fueling, it involves, you know, consuming a balanced diet that's going to give your body both the macronutrients, so that's your carbs, your fats, your proteins, as well as your micronutrients, so your vitamins and minerals that you need to support, one, your overall health, to support your energy levels and your physical performance. So not fueling yourself properly, it can kind of look a little bit different for everyone. I had a few things going on that were working against me at the time. The first of which, and like the king of my issue, was that I just was not eating enough overall. I was consuming an inadequate amount of calories because, like, you can't get around physics. Calories in, calories out. Energy, what you're bringing in energy is going to directly influence what energy you have to put out. And so if you're not putting enough in the tank, you're not going to have anything to draw on. And that was certainly the case for me. Calorie requirements obviously are going to vary a lot from person to person and depending on your activity, but I think most people have a general idea of what their energy requirements are, but we'll talk a little bit more about that. Another thing is poor carbohydrate choices. So lots of people fear carbohydrate, but carbohydrates are actually really important for giving you energy. They are, you know, unless you're in ketosis, carbohydrates are going to be your body's preferred fuel source for energy. And so if you're not consuming carbohydrates of the right type or at the right time, that can be an issue. Because I wasn't eating enough overall, I'm going to assume that I wasn't eating a ton of carbohydrate. I don't honestly remember exactly what I ate, but I'm assuming just as a direct relation to me not eating enough overall, I probably wasn't eating enough carbohydrates. And I had no idea about eating carbohydrate at certain times of the day, depending on when you're the most active either. So there was that. Another thing is inadequate protein intake. So I'm sure we all remember from high school biology that protein is the building blocks of our muscles. So if we're not eating enough protein, we might have issues getting stronger and building muscle, or worst case scenario, we might start losing muscle because we don't have those building blocks to maintain that muscle tissue. So that's a big issue if you're an equestrian, because as we all know, you need to be strong, you need stability in the saddle, and that requires muscle. The next way you might be improperly fueling is in regards to hydration. And this has only just come on my radar recently, thanks to the heavy advertising of electrolyte supplements on the podcast that I listen to. But hydration is actually super important when it comes to your fueling. And I'm not talking about just drinking water either. It's one thing to drink water all the time. It's another thing to actually be hydrated. And the difference between the two of those is making sure that you have the correct amount of electrolytes in your body so that your body is able to absorb that water that you're drinking. And like I said, I had not given that any thought at all up until, I don't know, 3 months ago. I've always carried a water bottle around and always drank plenty during the day, but I never really gave the whole like sodium, magnesium, potassium I'd never thought about that at all. I think a large part of it is just because a lot of people have demonized sodium specifically. And so, yeah, that was just kind of a byproduct of that. I thought that if I just drank a lot of water, I'd be good to go. But that's not always the case. So we'll talk about a little bit more about that in detail. And then another thing that was working against me is lack of nutrient diversity. So obviously vitamins and minerals are really important, and we get a good chunk of that from the fruits and vegetables that we eat. And back in the day, I had a very bad habit of eating the same foods over and over and over again. And I mean, I still do that to a certain extent. I just enjoy the foods I like, so I just want to eat them all the time. But there is a line where if you're eating the same foods like several times a day, every single day of the week, where you could potentially be putting yourself at risk of nutrient deficiencies, because like a piece of broccoli has different nutrients than an orange. And so if you're only eating broccoli and you're never eating oranges, then there's a good chance you're going to be deficient in some of those nutrients and vitamins that oranges have, but that broccoli doesn't. So that's kind of a simplified example, but I'm sure you get the point that like we want all the nutrients, not just some of them. And if you're eating the same foods every single day, you might run into issues with that. Even if you're taking a multivitamin, I think like a lot of people think like, oh, if I take a green supplement or if I take a multivitamin, like I've got my bases covered. But that's not always the case either, because we don't absorb those supplements in the same way that we would whole foods. And so that could potentially be impairing your performance as an equestrian as well. So lots to kind of chew on like what areas am I deficient in when it comes to fueling my body. And so on the flip side, I just want to kind of talk about, okay, if those are the areas that there might be issues, then what does proper fueling look like for an equestrian? And we'll start with the macronutrients. So if you're eating the correct amount of macronutrients, you will automatically be eating the correct amount of calories. So we want to be looking at how many carbs are you eating, how much protein are you eating, and how much fat are you eating. And like I said earlier, what your body requires is going to be different than your best friend or the influencer on Instagram. It's so dependent on your specific metabolism, on your activities that you're doing, how much muscle mass you have, all those sorts of things. When looking at this, I generally, and I'm, I guess just disclaimer, I am not a registered dietitian. So if you're wanting to like really dig into this and figure out exactly how much you should be eating to fuel your activities properly, get in touch with a registered dietitian. These are just general guidelines to give you some food for thought type of a thing and kind of go from there. So, but what is generally recommended is to start by looking at your protein. So like I said, this is the building block for your muscles, which again, very important for equestrian athletes. And generally you can run anywhere, I would say, from like 0.8 to 1.2 grams per pound of ideal body weight. So if we just average that out, that's about a gram of protein per pound of body weight. If you weigh 150 pounds, eat 150 grams of protein. Easier said than done, I know, but we won't get into that today. And then we want to look at your fats. Again, we want to be eating sufficient fat so that your body is running properly. We do not want to skip on fat. your brain runs on fat, lots of your hormones require fat to operate properly. You need to be eating fats, and from good sources too, right? Like the fat you get in avocados and olive oil, and the fat that you would get by eating animal meat, from eggs, from things like peanut butter, all those good things. We do not want to skimp on those as equestrians. And then the rest of your diet would come from carbohydrates. So whatever you need to top your calories up for the day should come from carbohydrates. So that's kind of like the base of proper fueling. We really need to make sure you have your bases covered in terms of the three macronutrients. And then I would say next, I want you to focus on hydration. So like I said, I did not focus on hydration at all, did not give it a second thought until a few months ago. And I actually started taking an electrolyte supplement just out of curiosity, because I'd heard a lot of people saying, like, you know, I took this and these things happened and you need to be taking electrolytes. And I definitely considered it because I drink a lot of water and I eat a whole foods diet that does not have a lot of, say, sodium, for example. My diet is very, very low in sodium. And especially this time of year, we're in the heat of summer. I am sweating quite a bit during the average day. So I thought trying an electrolyte supplement probably wouldn't hurt. And it's actually pretty wild how much of a difference proper hydration can make in terms of like your energy levels, how you can perform, how you feel, your cognitive function, like all those things. I've even noticed like I can get better pumps in the gym after a workout. It is actually, it's insane how much hydration makes a difference. And like I said, I've always drank plenty of water during a typical day, but never took it to the next level by asking myself, like, am I actually hydrating, or is that water just flowing through me? Because you do need those electrolytes in proper balance in order to be hydrating properly. So again, if you have any questions about that, seek out the help of a registered dietitian. The next thing I would probably look at is just the composition of the foods that you're eating. So like I said, my diet is comprised of mostly whole foods. So we want really nutrient dense, unprocessed foods to make sure you're getting all of the micronutrients that are so important for keeping your body running at, you know, top performance, right? So all the good leafy greens, all the vegetables, all the fruits, and then looking at things like animal meats and whole eggs, all those good things. I think by now most of us know what like unprocessed whole foods look like. So really trying to get as much of that into your body as possible. I understand as equestrians, we might be busy, we might be on the road, you know, rodeoing or something like that, and it's really difficult to get some of those whole foods. I would actually push back on that a bit. It's become extremely convenient to get whole foods now. Lots of grocery stores you can stop by and get decent meals, and if you just take a bit of time to plan, it is not that hard. I think people like to make the excuse that it's difficult, but it is not that hard. Another thing I want you to consider when it comes to proper fueling is the timing of when you're eating and what you're eating, especially around your rides and your workouts. So as I mentioned earlier, carbohydrates are your body's preferred source of fuel. And so by that logic, we want to make sure that we're providing our bodies with sufficient carbohydrates before and after our workouts or rides. You might want to consider also providing carbohydrates during your exercise if you're going to be doing something physical for more than, say, 90 minutes. You would want to consider it before as well. You don't need to eat all of your carbohydrates for the day around your workouts and your rides, but just making sure that you are, like, giving yourself a pre-workout, pre-ride snack. My favorite thing to eat is a banana for the carb source. Definitely eating something like that. And then the last thing that I just want to say is customization. So I've given you definitely very, very, very general rules of thumb for what you should be looking at. So making sure you're getting a good balance of macronutrients that are adding up to a sufficient amount of calories, prioritizing hydration, eating whole foods, and timing your meals and snacks appropriately. Like, those are all general guidelines that everyone can adhere to, but it's then taking it to the next step of, okay, what works for me now? So, like, even in the case of how much carbs, protein, and fat you can be eating, I would say eating 1 gram of protein per pound of body weight is probably going to be consistent from person to person. But then, you know, some people like to eat more carbs than other people. Some people like to eat more fat. And so playing with that. And, you know, what kind of whole foods you're eating, the timing of things, how your day is structured, all those sorts of things are all going to be individualized and something that you're going to need to play with as you just go along. It's a lot of trial and error to figure out what works for you, but just kind of understanding these fundamentals of what it means to be properly fueled, because proper fueling allows equestrians to have the energy, stamina, and mental clarity needed to ride, you know, ride effectively, perform at your best, and just enjoy your time with your horses. It's really important to supporting your overall well-being, not just, you know, in regards to horses, but your overall well-being. It's going to make you feel stronger and more balanced in the saddle. You're going to have more energy. You're going to be more pleasant around your horse. Like, proper fueling is so important, and I think it does not get the attention that it deserves, especially with people who are, you know, busy horse people. We just, you know, pound something down our pie holes and don't really give it a second thought. And you are really, really shortchanging yourself if you're not intentionally fueling yourself. So I really encourage you guys to really give this a bit more forethought, planning things out for what you're going to eat and when, and if need be, talking to a registered dietitian about your specific needs. Like I said at the top, like, my example is obviously very extreme because it led to an eating disorder, which is a whole different thing, but it really illustrates, like, I got to a point where I was not able to ride my horse despite desperately wanting to ride my horse. Like, it does not get much worse than that, you guys. And so I told that story to just emphasize, like, you need to be fueling your body. You don't need to be chasing a smaller version of you, a skinnier version of you, a six-pack version of you. You need to be focusing on fueling your rides, fueling your activity, and yeah, the rest will fall where it may. So hopefully you guys got something helpful out of that. Again, it's just more of some general guidelines to hopefully get you on the right track. If you have any questions, feel free to DM me on Instagram at Strong in the Saddle. Like I said, I'm not a nutritionist. I'm not a registered dietitian, but I can kind of, you know, answer any general questions and if need be, point you in the right direction of, you know, a professional who is more suited to ask more specific, or to answer more specific questions. So I will end it there. If you haven't already, please be sure to follow me everywhere at Strong in the Saddle. So that would be Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube. And until next time, remember, it's always a good day to ride.